We thank Allah Azza wa Jal who has provided us with the opportunity to sit for a short while to remember Him and His beloved Messenger and the pious and righteous and Akhirah, Hell and Paradise. They are all things related to Allah Azza wa Jal, and in one way or the other they bring one close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The topic which we are discussing currently was humbleness or humility or tawadhu, ajzi in kasari. As the mashaykh and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa has said, that whoever will have one atom's weight of kibr, arrogance, that he consider himself better in the sight of Allah than others, that he will not enter paradise. Wo jannat mein dakhil nahi ho sakta. And because we all want the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the manifestation of the pleasure of Allah is paradise. Jab Allah ka naraz ho jate hain kisi se, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased and angry, then the manifestation is hell. Uska mazhar, how is it expressed? It is will be expressed eternally in the form of hell. So hell is also the mazhar or manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sifat, Allah Azza wa Jal's quality. That is why the Christians, they have a great dilemma and problem to solve, that when they promote that God is all love and He loves everyone, and we should also love our enemies, and God is also like, then the question when they are faced or put to them, that why then God will actually punish people in the fire of hell, when He loves all and He's all loving, then why then a person will go into the hellfire? When they say that they, because they believe that Jesus Christ, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, is the also part of God, Wallah ka hissa hai, and when they say that in the Bible or in the Gospel, the teaching of Jesus Christ is that He said that if someone says to walk with you 1 mile, you should walk 2 miles. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn the other cheek. And He said, love your enemies. That aapne dushmano ke saath bhi mohabbat karo. So when on one side this teaching is expressed and taught, while on the other hand, the Bible and the Gospel tells us that when, according to Christianity, Jesus Christ will come in the second coming as a king and a majestic king and as a judge, and He will judge people, and when He will judge, many will be thrown into the fire of hell. Bohut sare jahannam mein phenke jayenge. And many, whoever will not believe that he was, and he is son of God, na'uz billah, that he will issue a judgment, they will not be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. So he will punish his enemies, and condemn them to hell. So we say to our Christian fellows that when you say that Hazrat Isa al-Islam taught, or your God has taught, that love your enemies, now on the day of judgment, all these people who did not believe in Jesus Christ, they are the enemies of Jesus. Ye to dushman ho gaye unke. These are the enemies. Others are friends who believe that he is son of God and he is God. They are the friends. And who is the enemy then? Who is the enemy? The other, like Jewish people, Muslim people who do not believe that he was son of God. So on one side, to you he has been teaching that love your neighbors and love your enemy and be good to the people who behave badly with you. But when it comes to himself on day of judgment, and he comes as a majestic king and a just king, that he will throw and condemn his enemies to hellfire and friends in the kingdom of heaven and in paradise. So we pose the question that actually Jesus, na'udhu billah, did he teach you something which he himself will not practice? Wo khud nahi practice karenge, amal karenge ispe, that he will not practice himself. So is this the teaching for me and you only, and we are weak people, we are servants, we are not God, na'udhu billah, or part of God, that we have difficulty to bear and forbear and forgive people, that they, our instincts tell that we should retaliate, while Jesus, being the most pure, or in the words of Christianity, a part of the Trinity, that he has all these qualities of goodness, and why will he then throw people into hellfire? Na'udhu billah. He does not practice what he teaches. Why would he not do? Either the teaching is wrong, or either na'udhu billah, Jesus is not practicing what he teaches. So they don't have answer of this, because it is difficult, because they always, in the gospel, it's always saying that you should love your enemies, etc., etc. But then when it comes to Jesus, he himself, he does not forgive his enemies, but he will put them into hellfire. And we say to them that if that side not forgive, if his enemies, if someone did not believe in that Jesus is Son of God, what harm has he done to Jesus? And if he lets them enjoy somewhere in the paradise and never pay attention to them after, what does he lose? That if he lets them enjoy somewhere in paradise, that they've just not believed in him. By not just believing in him as that he is Son of God, they believe that he was Jesus and he was the honorable man and the prophet and messenger, that he will condemn people into and then in the hellfire. So they have a great dilemma. Now when they cannot answer this question, they pose the same question to Islam as well. That they say that Islam also teaches that you should love your enemy and you should do good and etc., etc. For us actually this is not a problem or a dilemma at all, because we say that our God, Allah Azza wa Jal, the qualities of our God, if He is Rahman and Rahim, compassionate, merciful, beneficent, Haleem, forbearing, but He is also Azizun Zuntiqam. Our God says, I am also very fierce and I will punish very severely who will not believe in me. He did not say that I am all loving and I am good to all, everyone is going to enjoy. We never said that in the beginning. Our teaching in the world was also that Allah Azza wa Jal said that if you believe and be good to me and the people, do righteous deeds, that you will enter paradise. If you don't, you will be in fire. So it's to us which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to be good to each other in order to test us. But for himself, he has not said that I am going to forgive all of you. Or that he said that I only have this one quality of generosity or beneficent or merciful or compassion. He has at the same time not 99 but more than 99, infinite number of qualities and sifat. So Allah Azza wa Jalla. So hell is manifestation of Allah's Jalal and Allah's majesty and His Jabbariyat and His Qahariyat. He's Al-Jabbar and Qahar. And Azizun Zuntiqam, Shadeedul Iqab. So he has all these qualities and af'al of Allah Zawjal and attributes. While the other, when they speak about God, because they have a limited concept, then there are very difficult questions which arises from that. And then they become confused and confuse others as well with that. As I was saying, that humility or humbleness or tawadhu is one of the integral part of the spiritual purification system, that which does not let what one advance unless one has this trait and this quality. Ajizi in kasari apne aapko kam samajna, to see oneself lowly. So you have been hearing the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu and Allah azza wa jal and Imam Abdul Wahab Sharani rahmatullah alayhi, and now we will study some more teachings and sayings of the mashayikh, of the spiritual masters, the people who specialize in this field, that what they have to say about this thing, humility or tawadhu. Yusuf, Hazrat Yusuf Asbat rahmatullah alayhi, a great saint of Allah Azza wa Jal and friend of Allah, he says, the sign of humility is that you accept true words no matter who may have spoken them. He has said, so in his view, he has said, the sign of tawazo is that whoever speaks, that person accepts the truth. Because this is humbleness or humility towards the truth, not the person. So many people, if their teacher say, their parents say something, they would accept. While if any other person says something, they would become arrogant and they would say, we are not listening, we do not believe what you are saying. Or they won't take it seriously. While this is the approach of a person who have blemishes of arrogance and kibr and self-likeness in him. Truth is, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, that truth and wisdom is the last property of a Muslim. The Muslim should own the wisdom and truth. And if it's your last property, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali said, that a Muslim, take it from wherever you can. Whoever has it, you take it when the truth is spoken. A child speaks truth, or another person speaks truth. If he is speaking the truth, then you should submit. So you are not submitting to the person. Apparently it will look that you are just listening to someone or just accepting someone. No. You are accepting a great reality. You are wo haq ki baat jo hai wo aap maan rahe hain. So Yusuf Asbat rahmatullah says that this is one of the. Hazrat Shibli, the Khalifa and the of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, and his student, he said, his Shaykh Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi has been a very great saint and humble person. Aap mein bahut zyada ajzi inkisari thi, aur aap Allah Paak ke bahut bade bande, aur Allah Paak ke ajiz inkisar aur bade qurb unko hasil tha. He is known as the, one of the, who has organized in a systematic way the science of self-purification. He was a scholar and a Sufi and master of all esoteric and exoteric knowledge. He was such a person that once Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi and Hazrat Shibli, that was his disciple. Wo aapke disciple the, he was his student and disciple, and the Junaid was his teacher. Once the king of the time, Khalifa of the time, called Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi. For someone complained about that this person says this and he might actually take over your government, or he speaks about wrong things about government, etc. Someone made false accusation, and people do about truthful people, when they cannot face them with the truth, when they cannot face the truth, they become jealous. And when they become jealous, then they come to accusations. You hear two people debating. If one person loses temper, know that he got no knowledge now. He's lost it. When you have wisdom, when you have knowledge, when you have the Dalail, you don't need to become angry to other person to actually convince him. If you have the power, you don't need to become angry. When a person loses his temper and he becomes angry and he becomes abusive in a debate or a discussion, know that his knowledge and wisdom, the few things he had, has finished now. Now imagine in the glass actually that there is something, or in a pot, for example, there is something lying, let's say, there is spilled from the bottom, it's filled with mud and filth. On the top, there are a few diamonds lying, or the upper diamond. So now when the debate or a person discusses with someone anything, and he shows those diamonds, look, I have diamonds as well, etc., 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 while the underneath, inside the heart, is filled with arrogance and kibber and spiritual disease. So when he will give those diamonds from the top part, when they will end, then the mud will start to come. So it's really not that the mud was not there before, it was only that it was hidden, and now because the real part, what he had already given to the people, now the, that is the example that I am very pious and righteous person, and a very humble person. But when I'm angry, then I swear. You know, I swear only when I'm angry. And normally I'm very good. So this means, really, that I've not actually, have not purified myself. Because at the anger, a person cannot hide himself. The real person comes out. That is why the best person to ask, what really, which type of person you are, is your wife, if you're married. That is the best person. And Rasulullah said, the best amongst you is the one who is best in character with your wife and children. Or your mother or father, if you are not married, mother or father, or your immediate neighbors. They are the best people. If you meet me after 1 week, I am good with you, you are good with me. That doesn't show anything. You can hide everything, I can hide everything. But people who you interact with day and night, especially if you are married, Your wife would be the best person to tell you, if you want to reformation, that ask her that what are the defects in me, and she will really tell you. The picture she will paint, that is a little bit close to reality. It is close to reality. While the picture which we paint for ourselves, that is completely different. So the Mashayikh says that when we have all this mud and filth inside, and at the time of anger, at the time of there is a frustration, and at the time of fear, or at the time of happiness, people bring out their real realities. They scream and do other things. This means that they had something in them which was hidden. It's being released now. Only thing. So Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, the spiritual. So remember, at the time of anger, that is you, really. That I am. When you are with your mother and father, brothers and sisters, people who you interact 24 hours, whatever they say about you, that is more near truth than what I say about you, or your friends say about you, or the person who you meet weekly, he says about you. So you should take lesson, rather actually become annoyed with them, that they are telling the truth. If I have this fault, my wife says, for example, to me, that you are portraying yourself outside, you are going to mosque and good, and if they know that such evil person you are, you do these things, what they say? What would people say? All your drama will be exposed. This is fraud. You are doing fraud with Allah Azza wa Jal, deceiving Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and yourself as well. But because with the wife and husband, really those people are close together and they know the real people hidden inside of each other. That is why many marriages fail, you see. They just look at outward. Rasulullah said, when you marry, don't look at just the appearance of the person. How the looks of the person, how the figure of the person, that is outward person. Anyone can do makeup and dress very well, and they are very well, look very attractive and handsome, or in the case of man, or beautiful. And the person who goes after the looks, he has made the wrong decision. He is doomed for failure. If he is successful, then it's merely the puzzle of Allah. If you give example, that person made a decision on the base of looks, on the base of the beauty, and his marriage is very successful. Well, I would say, if you say to a person, if I say to you that don't eat poison, it is not good for you, and you say such, I've read in such a book, once a time one person ate or he took some poison and he was killed. He didn't die. Could you make that an example? Wo example gori ban sakti misal to din. Dusron ke liye misal to ban sakti. That person, some person took poison and he was saved. And now it doesn't mean you also start taking poison because the other person was saved. Because it's really. So Rasulullah SAW said that don't look at the character of person and deen of the person, his inner and outer self. If you can judge, ask his parents and other people to, that is the thing which you should look at. Not at his looks. Yes, it is one of the priorities. It is there. It should be there. Yes, that should also be considered, but it should not be the major priority. So outwardly I can hide, other people can hide behind the veil, but the actual person is the inner person, which really, that's about science purification. Remember, we are sitting here from left to right here. I am sitting here. If my faults are unveiled in front of you, I don't think actually you would listen one word of mine. If my actually faults and my reality is veiled in front of you, which is hidden, I don't think anyone would sit with me. Is it not? Koi baithe bhi na hamare saath. Itna jo hai hamara andar batin ganda hai. کہ ہمارے ساتھ اگر اللہ پاک وہ کھول دیں دوسروں پر تو ہمارے ساتھ کوئی بات نہ کرے. سو اٹ ڈزنٹ سوٹ دس ٹائپ آف پرسن ٹو بی ایروگینٹ دین ڈز اٹ کہ وہ دوسروں پہ اکیوز کر رہا ہے. از اکیوزنگ ادر اے پرسن ہوز گاٹ لٹل فلو, اس کو فلو ہو گیا ہے ٹو سم ایکسٹینٹ, لائٹ فلو, ہی از اینڈ دی ادر پرسن have a severe disease, let's say cancer. Person has a cancer and the other person has a flu. The person who has cancer, he is accusing and belittling the other person with flu. Look, you poor, you have flu and you are this and that and you got this disease and I don't like you. Why? Because you got flu. When he himself is have cancer, it's not wise for him to do that, because he himself, look, if other person, because flu is apparent, you can see the running nose, and it doesn't mean that it is serious. While the cancer is hidden, it is much serious. So similarly, I can outwardly, you might see someone, person little bit sinning or sometime doing bad things, but maybe look into yourself, maybe you have spiritual cancer of some kind, and all this disease of kibar and arrogance is the greatest spiritual cancer. That it is hidden inside, and when it manifests, it drawn. In Shaitan, it was hidden from the very beginning. Wo chupi hui thi usme hidden. The arrogance ke bari Shaitan, it was hidden. Outwardly, angels could not see. Frishtun ko to nahi nazar aya. Frishtun ne to kaha, ye bohut achha banda hai. When angels came down on the earth, they said that he is a very subservient and very humble and obedient servant of Allah. He deserves to be taken above the heavens with us. They could not see. But Allah Azza wa Jal even knew at that time what he had. Angels cannot penetrate so deeply to the spiritual insight which the person have. But Allah Azza wa Jal know. So Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to teach a lesson to angels, to everyone, that look, how a person can, an angel can have a wrong judgment. What about me and you? They can have wrong judgment. Hum to, we are more prone to error. So stop judging other people on the what they are doing apparently. You don't know what they are going to do next minute. Maybe next minute they have repented completely and they are free from that disease. And you, because of your arrogance, you are actually drowning more and more actually. Angels made a judgment about Adam a.s. and the Bani Adam that they will commit fasad and they will bloodshed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, that I am going to create a khalifa in earth. Angels said, قَالُوا تَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا, are you going to make that person a khalifa who is going to, that human being who is going to cause chaos and disruption and terror on earth? وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَا, and will shed blood. وَنَحْنُ نَسَبِّهُ بِحَمْدِهِ, we are praising Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ, I know what you don't. And then when they were presented to Adam alayhi salam, look, this is my servant Adam, this is my Khalifa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them with knowledge and said about that, tell me that what are these things, what are these sifat? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked questions from angels. Angels said, سُبْحَانَكَ لَا إِلْمَ لَنَا, we don't know. إِلَّا مَعَلَّمْتَنَا, only what, except what you teach us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَنَا, and they praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it was said to Adam, Hazrat Sayyidina Adam, he mentioned. So angels can make wrong judgment. That they made judgment about shaitan, that he is very, very pious and righteous. Although by action they are masoom, but they said to Allah Azza wa Jal something which they shouldn't have really said about Bani Adam. Although some part of that is truth, but Allah Azza wa Jal said to them that there is something which, some elements which I know and you don't. So we have no authority to make judgments on other people's inside and what their inside is. Only outside, and outside one should take the good part as well. So Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh and Hazrat Shibli, they were master and student, master and disciple, teacher and student, sheikh and murid. The Khalifa and the king called Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi for admonishment. So what admonishment means? To give a shouting in simple words, which to shout at and to actually admonish and warn and to say things which does not suit really to be said at such a person, Hazrat Junaid. He was, when he was called by the king, and the Khalifa and the king had a magnificent palace and carpets and other things there, and souvenirs and things like this which they have in palaces. Hazrat Shibli also said, I will go with you. Hazrat Junaid said, no, you can stay. He said, no, I will. He was worried about Hazrat Junaid and his sheikh, so he went with Hazrat Junaid. As soon as they went there, the Khalifa of the time was standing in front, and Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi on the other side. So, and Hazrat Shibli was actually on one side here. So during the discussion, and when the Khalifa was behaving disrespectfully to Sheikh Junaid Baghdadi, and he was tolerant and forbearing person. Aap bardasht kar rahe the. And he did not say, why you are saying this to me, I am Wali of Allah, I am scholar, I am this, because these people do not have these things. They do not consider like, they don't look with the same eyes by how people look at them. To them they look at with different eyes completely. If they look at with the eyes of people, they will be destroyed completely. So, the student could not bear. Student ko to jo gussa aaya, he became angry because of his teacher. He respected him very much, and the king or the Khalifa was becoming disrespectful. Ab wo to sheikh the, wo to bardasht kar rahe the. But the student could not bear it. So he was the student of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi. So unhone, on the carpet there was a picture, or a woven picture or printed picture of lion. جو کارپیٹ تھا اس میں لائن کی پکچر بنی ہوئی تھی. حضرت شبلی جسٹ پیڈ اٹینشن ٹو دیٹ پکچر اسپرچل وتھ اسپرچل پاور. آپ نے اس کو تھوڑی توجہ ڈالی اینڈ اٹ ایکچولی بیکیم اے ریئل لائن. وہ لائن بن کے کھڑا ہو گیا, ریئل لائف لائن بن کے کھڑا ہو گیا, اتنا بڑا. ناؤ دا خلیفہ کوڈ ناٹ سی دیٹ بیکاز ہی واز اسٹینڈنگ آن دی ادر سائڈ. The lion was quiet and stood standing there. Hazrat Junaid was actually, he was seeing the lion. Hazrat Junaid could see the lion being what Hazrat Shibli had done, but the Khalifa could not. So Hazrat Junaid, while discussing, he touched it and it went back again actually to the picture. Then discussion, because the Khalifa had not noticed it, so he was on his same attitude and same line, he was admonishing that I am this and I have heard this and etc. etc. You better behave, otherwise actually I will punish you and things like this. Hazrat Shibli rahmatullahi again actually he could not bear and he again actually to divert his attention to the picture and the line actually again he stood up. Now this time the Khalifa saw as well. Ab jo hua to usne awaz nikali when he roared. So he could not see it, but he roared. تو خلیفہ نے دیکھا اینڈ ہی واز اسٹاؤنڈنگ اینڈ کنفاؤنڈڈ اینڈ فیئر فل اینڈ ہی بگن شیورنگ. خلیفہ نے وہ ڈرنے لگا کہ بھائی اتنا بڑا. وہ شیر نے کہا کہ بھائی شیر نے یہ کہا, دا لائن سیڈ کہ بھائی دس از فرینڈ آف اللہ, یہ اللہ کے ولی ہیں, ان سے ادب و احترام کے ساتھ گفتگو کرو. دیٹ اسپیکس ود ہم ایز اٹ سوٹس ہز پرسنالٹی, بھی اے فرینڈ آف اللہ. تو حضرت جنید بغدادی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ put his hand on the again at the end of the lion and it went back into change back into picture. Then Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah said to the king that don't worry, you carry on as you were, you have a right upon me because you are our leader, you are king, you are khalifa. When you hear something you have a right to admonish us or ask us. Aapko puchna chahiye, aapka ye haq hai. Don't worry about Shibli. Shibli is a child of actually this way. شبلی ایک اس طریقت کا, اس رستے کا, ولایت کا ایک بچہ ہے. دیٹ از وائی ہی از پلئنگ وتھ ٹوئز. فرمایا کہ یہ ابھی بچہ ہے طریقت کا, ہی از اے چائلڈ اینڈ دیٹس وائی ہی از ڈوئنگ دیز تھنگس. میننگ آل دو دس حضرت شبلی ہیڈ اے گریٹ آنر اینڈ گریٹ ولی, وہ بھی تھے بہت بڑے ولی تھے, اللہ پاک نے اتنا تصرف ان کو دیا ہوا تھا, لیکن ان حضرت جنید آئیز that was a childish behavior, it's from spiritually. So by humbleness or aajzi in kasari itni that they would actually not actually harm anyone or think bad about anyone, or did not even say that have you not seen this lion, now if you say one word at least that you are finished. No. So this is not the, so people we follow, people we really claim to follow, or them we name our teachers as mashayikh, they were not really like these people. We don't have power like Hazrat Shibli nor forbearance like Hazrat Junaid. So what we have is anger and swearing and making funny faces towards people. Yeah. That's all we have. And we do as much as we can with people that. So this shows actually the haughtiness and the emptiness and the hollowness and the filth and the darkness and the spiritual disease actually filled our side. In Nazar. So this should give us a concern to actually be purified from this evil disease that actually from all humanity, others. So the Shibli, I was going to quote a saying of his, but you've heard us worry about him as well now. That's Hazrat Shibli. Hazrat Shibli said that I asked Yusuf Asbat about the extreme limit of humility, that he asked about humility, about who he was. Yusuf Isbad was also one of his Mashayikh. He replied, when you come out of your house, when you come out of your house and you're wandering around in town and streets and you're visiting relations and you come back, that you should consider everyone you see better than yourself. That is humility. And Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, which you have just heard, from his mashayikh, great one of his mashayikh, Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi, he was also a great wali of life like this. He said, in Tabaqat al-Sufiya, there's a book on the Sufiya, Tabaqat al-Sufiya, where Sufiya's lives are discussed, really for taking lesson for other people. I have heard that on a feast day, Eid day, Hazrat Imam says, from the author of Tabaqat al-Sufiya, that Eid day, jaise abhi Eid guzri hai, to Eid wale din kitne kapde achhe bande ne pehne hote hain. The best clothes one wears, or clean clothes, and he's in a very positive and good mood, there is a festivity. In the morning early out from the bathhouse came the great Bayezid without any warning down from a window. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi, early morning on the Eid day, after having a bath, putting clothes on, a pail full of ashes was thrown on his head. There are two stories about him. This is one of him, and there's another one of ashes. Someone threw ashes in ancient times, now as well in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, in Africa. People, there's no gas or electric used as such here. So people use wood and other materials to burn. And when ashes get, they sometimes throw actually on one side. So this time, the person, whoever did, he threw it, not intentionally, but outside his house. But houses at that time were made of mud, kacche makan the, so wo Hazrat ke upar pad gayi, Hazrat Bayezid. And he was the most the famous person there, Bustam ke shehr ke rehne wale the. Aapke upar kapde gande ho gaye. Imagine if it happens as we are going to Eid prayer, aur raste mein koi kar de hame is tarah. And not of our fault. Koi gaadi aisi ja rahi hai, and it's the water splash on us. How people they do about hundreds wearing actually, even though the other person cannot hear. Utni galiyan dete hain that if they are and baddwaen usko, if they accepted, mera khayal hai wo ghar na pahunche. Theek hai, usne apna kaam kiya hai. He has done his work, you do your work. Aap apna kaam kare. So ashes was thrown on his head, his turban blackened. Aapka amama sheikh safed amama pehne hue the, it was blackened. His beard filtered, his beard also became covered with ashes. He stroked his face in gratitude, meaning he said, Alhamdulillah, aapne Allah ka shukar kiya. That was the word which was emanated. Farmaya, Alhamdulillah, and he Alhamdulillah, Allah ka shukar kiya. The people asked him, their disciples and other ulama, that if this would have happened to us, at least we would have, if we do not reply, we do not give any punishment to the person, at least we would say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, or we do sabr on it. But this Alhamdulillah, you have prayed and with gratitude and thanked Allah Azza wa Jal, what is that? What is this occasion of being saying Alhamdulillah? So Hazrat ne farmaya, Hazrat Bayezid ne farmaya, ke my soul, I consider my soul, ke mera apna nafs aur jism, I, myself, my soul, because of the amal which I do, and considering the nations which passed before, some were punished with stone, some were punished with fire, some were punished with the scream and the sound power of angels, noise of angels, their hearts actually bursted. And then he said the amal which they did, for example, the Qawmi Aad and Qawmi Samud, one of them did not measure, give full measures, for example. They took full money from people and gave them, so they were under and dishonest in dealing of business. And they were punished with severely punished. One of them punished with severe sound, and they were lying there, and on the other, fire and stone actually were rained from the heaven, from the sky. So Hazrat Bayezid said, the thing which I do, really, if you consider, ki kitni banda galat baat karta hai, beimani karta hai, logo se lene, dene me, raat din guna kar raha hai banda. While Hazrat Bayezid, his sin was not worth even mentioning. He was so pure from sin, aap the humo. Woh sabse behtreen and the very best person to be expressed this gratitude or shukr as I said, is one's mother, wife and father and his household, his wife. Agar unke samne aap nahi kar sakte aajzi, no use doing it in front of other people. That is fraud. Wo drama kar raha hai. He should really come and do with sincerity. To farmaya ke, I am worthy of fire. I am worthy of fire. Okay, that I deserve that fire should actually be thrown and should rain on my head from the sky. Allah ko aag barasani chahiye mujhe ji. Taise mere amal hai. So he did not consider what the other person is doing, what he is doing, or a woman actually threw it, not considering herself. There usually the servant of Allah is in the remembrance of Allah. Ye kya hua that a woman disturbed him, and this little sound disturbed him from the remembrance of Allah. You know, I was praying, you disturbed me. It's okay as our prayer is weak, but the real level of prayer is not that. Hazrat Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once he was to pray and someone admonished the children outside, they were making big noise and disturbance, and someone said that I am going to actually say to these children that calm down, that aap namaz par rahe. Hazrat ne farmaya, if you are doing it for me, for other people, yes, they get disturbed. Like in mosque, children are admonished. Why? Because it is for their tarbiyah, their training. They cannot be just actually left. And in the mosque, there are persons praying at every level. Some people just forget their prayers when they are praying. Unko namazi bhool jati hai. They are every level person. Like Rasulullah said, the save your mosque from majnoon, mad people, mentally imbalanced, and very little children. Because they don't know, because they are not using their own intellect, so shaitan can come and play with them, meaning that he can direct them to do things. Because they don't have the aql themselves, like the mentally ill, and the very small children, like under the age of 7. Because unka apna dimag to hai nahi, so how easy it is for shaitan to control them? He will just put the waswas and they will just keep on doing what he's saying. So they might soil the mosque, etc., etc., etc. But at that time, Hazrat Zain al-Abidin was praying nawafil. Aap nawafil pad rahe the. Because as you have heard that he prayed 1,000 nawafil every day. 1,000 nawafil padte the aap rozan. Raat din mein. 1,000. 1,000 nawafil. To wo pad rahe the, to aapne farmaya ke dekho, if you are doing it for me, don't admonish and don't actually mourn and say to the children. That does not disturb me. He said, I suspect that even when this heavens and earth and the sound and terror of their judgment will come, if I am prayers, I don't think it will be able to disturb me. Main mujhe nahi ilm hoga ki qiyamat qaim hogi. In Allah se talluq itna mazboot ho gaya bande ka. A person has been. So if a person is in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, if someone has just said little bad words to you, if a person comes unholy, bereft of Allah's remembrance, oh you've said this to me. The meaning that that time he is not in remembrance of Allah at all. Woto completely he is diverted for shaitan has made him divert for the other person. So he'll be thinking about revenge, thinking about what the other things. So this means that the remembrance of Allah, the presence of Allah with his heart is very, very weak. So Junaid Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi, when ashes were thrown on his head, he did not focus, well, who did it, why did it, just go in the house, why did it, and ask forgiveness from me, etc., etc. He had himself and Allah Azza wa Jal, remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, Alhamdulillah, remembrance Allah and His power and the majesty of Allah, and said that this body of Bayazid is worth of actually fire should rain, fire should be thrown on him from the heaven, from the sky. I am worthy of the fire. Main to aag ka mustahiq hoon. Should I then become angry at a basket full of ashes? That I thanked Allah Azza wa Jalla. Maine alhamdulillah isse kaha. What is ash and fire? How great difference is there? Ashes did jalati to nahi hai. They just changed the color of his turban and he was disturbed. His clothes became soiled with the ash. But fire, what is fire? We said, I became thankful to Allah that I am, that ashes were actually thrown on me rather than fire. Meaning that when Allah's righteous people and holy Allah, they see when people behave badly, they accuse themselves as well with it. कि भाई ये इसलिए मुझे कर रहा है कि मैं अल्लाह का नाफरमान हूं, मैं अल्लाह का नाफरमान हूं. They pose less at the other people. The great never look at themselves. Seek not the being of God from self-seers. Now, they can, how wise saying is this? They should not seek the being of God who are self-seers. जो अपने आप ही को देखते रहते हैं, we are this and we are that. Why someone has done this to us and why someone has done this to us? जो अपने को ही देखते रहते हैं, and they cross the limits of Sharia. And meaning that they use abusive language, they use abusive behavior, and they keep a grudge between themselves and the other person forever and ever. So he said, seek not the vision of God. Seek not the vision of God from self-seers. So self-seers, they should not seek the vision of God. They should, if they're seeing themselves, they will always see themselves. Unko apna hi kuch nazar aayega sir. So this is a story of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. So I think we'll finish it here, inshallah we'll carry on next week. Any question, koi baat puchni hai to puch le. Yes brother. Wa alayka wa alayhi salam. So all this information you should take in very seriously, because when the covenant is of this humbleness is given to you, that you are able to act upon it. You are not complaining about, I don't know what humbleness is, humility kya hai, ajzi kya hai, the other people are doing this, how shall I behave, etc. That's why all background information I'm giving you, not for your listening only, but because you're going to act upon it. Like you are going to say, like an army is briefed, soldiers are briefed that enemy is to come, and you have to do this, this is the planning, this is the weaponry you are going to use, and all this background information, that's how strong they are, etc., etc., etc. And then you are sent in actually to the mission. That is when you are, now because you are weak, you should submit to Allah Azza wa Jal in humbleness, because we don't know. But when you are ready and with this weaponry of knowledge, and then you set the task that now you should actually jump into the field and fight the war with shaitan and nafs. And then at that time you should have sufficient knowledge and weaponry, and there is no, then one should not turn back to shaitan, I will go to my master and ask and then come back to you. There is no time. You are finished there sometimes. Hatam ho jata hai. Man, there is no time sometimes. So that's why information, knowledge is given for practicing in future covenant when you are this promise or this task you are going to give, and being you will be taught how to do it to some extent. But kis tarah ye aajzi inkisari, how will be it will inhabit and will be decorated into your heart, to us waqt you have karna hai, baad mein to waqt khatam ho jata hai, and that time you cannot. So, any questions koi puchna hai whatsoever, koi baat puchni hai to puchni. ठीक है, जज़ाक अल्लाह खैर. सुभानक अल्लाहुम्मा व बिहमदिक व नशहदु अल ला इलाहा इल्ला अंता नस्तगफिरुक व नतूबु इलैक. अस्तगफिरुक व अतूबु इलैक. अल्लाहु अकबर ला इलाहा इल्ला अल्लाह. अस्सलामु अलैकुम.